Right on this Monday morning, the 20th of July, the summer of 2020, do we know what the school year is going to look like yet? Not entirely. Kids will need school supplies, though, and that's where the Community Action Agency comes into play. Juanita Giddings has been helping this and other organizations to collect school supplies for kids for many, many years. She's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Juanita.
Oh, how are you?
I'm all right. How you been?
Well, not bad at all. I'm like everybody else, a little buggy being at home. And but, you know, I mask up, go out and do my stuff. I notice that the weeds don't care what's going on with
That's
the rest
true.
Of the universe. You know, they still fill my garden. So I try and get out and do that kind of stuff and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it is what it is. And it's just, we keep trying to tell each other. I got together with some of my family this weekend, and we tell each other, you know, Mom and Dad, who lived through World War II, would just laugh at us for being so crabby about things, you know.
We have gotten spoiled over the decades, haven't we?
Yeah, my dad got sent to the Pacific, and he did fine and came home, thankfully. But you know, really, you think about it, we can do this. We can do it.
Well, and life does go on, including the backpack giveaway, right?
Oh, yeah. And that is something that the group of us who've been active with it for so many years, and particularly since Community Action Agency kind of took over our leadership role in it, you know, we really thought long and hard about it and have had ongoing discussions. Given where Michigan is right now, and of course you want to follow all of the governor's orders and so on, it looks like with modification and some careful sort of management that we can do a backpack giveaway, although it'll look a lot different, but we can help kids out. And of course, you know, Paul, whether they go to school right away in September as usual, or whether they're going to be working from home, they still need supplies. So, you know, we're happy to do it, and we're kind of geared up for it, and I thought we would discuss it and sort of kind of tell you what we think the new look is going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at, you know, everything from different locations to a different way of distributing these school supplies to kids. Still happening in August, as always, kind of the mid part of the month. Let's go through the process. Let's talk about how it's all going to work.
Okay, well, our first event, well, the first two events are going to be on the same day, just as you said, Wednesday, August the 12th. And in Port Huron, which is our biggest event, we have traditionally used McMorran, but we are not going to do that because this is not going to be a kind of hands-on, lined-up, you know, kids running all over type thing. We are going to do what you have seen, I think, probably, and a lot of people have seen on newscasts and so on, and what has happened here with food giveaways. We're going to do a drive-up type thing where a family would, you know, put the kids in the car, drive up to the Community Action Agency, you know, sort of there'll be a line, and people will come to the window, take the names, you know, how many kids. They'll put a marker on the car, and we have these, they're used for food giveaways. They're, you know, easily washable. You just put on the window four of this or three of that, that kind of thing. And then they just drive to the next sort of overhead tent, and they will be given the backpacks, and they can leave. We're not doing anything extraneous, you know, like other giveaways or anything. It's just focused on the real basic element, which is backpack and school supplies.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's sort of going to be how it's going to work, very simplified, of course. And we will have on August 12th at the Community Action Agency, our major event, that's on Lapeer Avenue. And also in KPAC, as you know, they've done it for years, KPAC Elementary School, same thing. All of the events will be doing the same sort of scenario, kind of a drive-up event, and it's just the backpacks, nothing else. And then on Tuesday, August 11th, East China, out at the East China Administration Building on Meisner Road, is going to do the same thing.
Okay.
And then we're adding Yale this year, and they're going to do it the next week, Wednesday, August 19th, from 9:30 to 11:30. This information is going to be all over town. We're going to talk to you again, I hope.
Sure.
And also, it'll be on the website for the Community Action Agency. So there'll be a lot of ways to get the information. And, of course, if there are any changes, we would publicize that immediately. But that's
yeah,
sort of
let us know
plan.
If anything changes.
Well, yes, and you have to be flexible. We know yeah. that. It's the one thing we've learned.
One of the things we talk about every year is how people can help, because people hear about this and say, oh, I want to help. I saw a sale on backpacks, or I saw that pencils were on sale somewhere. I can get a good deal on notebooks. And you've really got the infrastructure where you can get the stuff. What are the needs, and how can people help if people are so inclined in helping with this year's backpack giveaway?
Well, the one thing we do, because we buy in bulk, because you get, you know, when you're looking at roughly 2,000 backpacks filled with various school supplies. And let me just also just remind people, not all the backpacks are the same, because kids that are in elementary school need different things than middle school. And then we have what we call toddler packs for, like, the preschool group and so on. We really push, and I you know, over the years, I kind of like it, is you sponsor a child. You know, you can say, you know what, I can make sure that five kids do okay their first day of school. It's only $14 a child, so it's a very reasonable cost, but that's because we buy in bulk. And then also, we have a wonderful woman, her name is Darlene Cramp, who watches online sales like a hawk. And at the end of, you know, there's a big rush at the beginning of a school year, but she keeps track all year, and there are times when, you know, they want to off, you know, they've got extras or something and so on. So all year long, she's looking for good deals for this. So it kind of never ends, if you will.
Yeah.
But if someone wants to sponsor a child, we'd love to have that happen. It's $14, and they can send their check. And it, first of all, you get a tax credit if you take those. You make it out to the Community Action Agency, Blue Water Community Action Agency, 3403 Lapeer Road, that's in Port Huron. They have a website, bwcaa.org, or you can just put Blue Water Community Action Agency in your browser and it'll pop right up. And, you know, so you can sponsor a child, you can sponsor five kids, 10 kids, whatever your heart desires. But the bottom line is then you've really participated in enriching their lives and making them more ready for school.
Yeah.
And we're all hopeful that kids can go back to school, however that happens. But, you know, if they can't, we need to be safe. And we want our children to be safe. That's, you know, you watch them. Sometimes I turn the news off because I can't stand it anymore. But
yeah.
They had a thing in Texas where babies at a hospital tested positive.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, can you imagine having a baby, a newborn, and the newborn test positive? I just, you know, that would just rend your heart. So I think it's just imperative that all of us do the best we can, you know, with the best medical advice, you know, that our doctors and our health department's wonderful in St. Clair County. We're very lucky. So I do think we need to follow what Dr. Mercantant and her professionals tell us is the right thing.
Juanita, this giveaway is, I know, intended for low-income residents, and, we've talked about this before. Sometimes you do see, you know, the same people year after year. Their circumstances just don't seem to change. This year, you're probably going to see some people you haven't seen before, only because there are some people that are facing some dire circumstances this year because they've lost work, they've lost income, and they need some help.
I have to tell you, Paul, I volunteer at the soup kitchen, and I have for a zillion years, and they're up about almost 30% in terms of, I usually do the afternoon meal because I can't drag myself out of bed that early, but to do the morning meal, but it's up about, and we're kind of anticipating that.
Yeah.
So rather than cut down the number because it's going to be a little bit different venue and you got to get in the car and, you know, pack the kids in and come and so on, we're anticipating that there's going to be a rise in the numbers. You know, we have not run out, and I want to say this to anybody listening who's thinking they might come. You don't need to come at 6 in the morning. We've planned, and we have not run out since that first year. If you can believe it, 18 years ago, we've been doing this.
I was going to ask you. It seems like it's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, like my whole life. not really. No, 18, yeah.
Wow.
Pretty, yeah, it just sometimes you think to yourself, really, have I been doing it that long? You know, and we still remember that awful feeling the first time.
Yeah.
Because I was there and had to tell a lot of people, I'm sorry we ran out. And those of us who've been involved all this time swore we would just not let that happen again. And we did think about, you know, fewer people coming because you have to come in a car and so on, but more people coming because just what you said, more people are in economic straits. We have restaurants that are closed. People have been off of work, various manufacturing and so on and so forth. Let me just, I forgot to tell you, the Blue Water Community Action Agency is actually on the bus line and does have a stop right out in front of it.
Okay.
The old Baker College, for those folks that don't know. So if for some reason somebody doesn't have access to an automobile, to a car, we will have like a tent and a small unit out there for what we would call walk-ins.
Okay.
In other words, people that take the bus. We don't anticipate many of them, but we're going to, you know, prepare for it just in case because it's a possibility. And that was another reason we thought the Community Action Agency parking lot was wonderful, because there is that transportation, alternate transportation right there.
Yeah. All right, fantastic. You do need to bring proof of St. Clair County residency, a piece of mail with your address, perhaps. You do have to bring your kids and prove that you have kids, but you you don't have to bring a pay stub or anything your bank
like
account
that.
Or anything like that.
We did try, Paul, very hard to figure out a way to do this where we, you know, where we wouldn't have to, like, pack some kids in the car. Because, we understand all the effort that's going to have to go into this. But there was no way to do this without being able to see the children.
Yeah.
If a child is sick, they just need to, I'll be there, and a couple other people who are kind of like gadflies, you know, running around sort of trying to solve any problems. And if there's an issue, on occasion we'll have someone come in and their child is ill or something like that. And we're able to help out, you know, in those types of circumstances. But the vast majority, you know, we need to have the kids there so we know that we're giving away the backpacks to a family that has children. And that, you know, the use will be for what it's intended, and that is for kids to, you know, be in the educational process. I was going to say go to school, but we're not quite sure if that's
whatever or wherever school happens to be, but they'll be ready.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Wherever school happens, we want to help.
There you go. Back to school 2020 coming up next month. As the date gets a little closer, we'll talk again, and especially if there are any changes between now and then. But the plan right now is for those August dates. And again, you can find out more or donate by going to the Blue Water Community Action Agency website, which is bwcaa.org, as easy as that.
Yes, it is, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Juanita. Appreciate it very much. Stay safe. Be well. We'll talk again very soon. Mm-hmm.